Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 1st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. It is March 1st, so of course we are looking for our March patron. If you want to jump on board and support the Gamers In directly, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin. Thank you so much. Looking at the Gamers In, you know what? I dropped the news on last week's Gamers In that I did, in fact, order a PS5 successfully. This time, the one I wanted, because we went through the whole digital debacle that I will not bring back up again, because it will scar my brain. But I did get my PS5, actually, as of this recording. I usually record this on Sunday night and post on Monday. I got it today. I got it all set up, in that I plugged it in and realized how big that thing is. Oh my god, it's huge. As soon as I took it out of the box, I'm like, wow, they were not kidding. Everyone making fun of how big this thing was. It's huge. I flabbergasted to the point where I was like, oof, when Ashley sees this, she is going to lose her mind. The way I had to set it up was, because I'm not putting it vertical, I have three kids. They all love to stomp and run around. And even in the living room where I kind of have a little bit of, before I sound like a monster parent, they have their kids' room downstairs with a TV where they can watch TV. When they play video games with dad, it's usually in the living room. That's sort of our room, mom and dad's room, where we watch TV and play video games. And I could not imagine putting that thing vertical, because it's like a tall, thin tower, but I would just lose sleep having that thing vertically. But even putting it horizontally, it feels really like, it's kind of like this wave. It's not flat on the bottom. You'd think they'd make it flat on the bottom, but they didn't. It's weird. So there's this like stand that kind of like doesn't hook in where you think it should. It hooks in on the back, and then you kind of have to just set it down. It's really weird. Anyways, I'm getting used to it. Every time I go in the living room, I'm like, holy shit, that thing's big. And Ashley's like, yeah, that's huge, and it really does not fit with anything else we own. Like, everything else is a box, you know? And I even said to her, well, the Series X is a box. And she's like, well, why didn't you buy that box instead of this weird future alien PC? But at the end of the day, really, the way I set it up is I kind of put, it is in a horizontal state, but it's kind of sideways. So what you see from the couch is the top of the PlayStation 5. So it's kind of cheating, but, you see less of it. And that was the only way I was able to fit it on my entertainment system, because the TV is so wide and I don't have like sort of shelves. I have more of a, how do I put it? It's like a dresser, essentially. It's not an entertainment center. It's an old dresser I had from when I was a kid that I've just brought with me everywhere. It was in the game room when I was a kid at my parents'. I brought it to university, where it served as an entertainment center, and then I basically carted it to every house since then. So it's not an entertainment center, it's more of a dresser, and everything that is hooked up to the TV is sort of sitting on top of this dresser. So there's the sound bar, the TV thing, the Xbox, the PlayStation 5 now, and then behind it is the Wii U and the Switch. So it's getting pretty crowded. I joked today, maybe we need to look for an entertainment center, but Ashley reminded me, like, you're going to lose a lot of storage space if you go to buy an entertainment center. So I'm still getting used to it. I honestly haven't done a lot. I hooked it up. I added my account. I started looking at the transfer from PS4 to PS5. I transferred one game, because I was like, well, first of all, I transferred my saves, which I highly recommend everybody doing if you're moving from PS4 to PS5. Super simple. I signed in on my PlayStation 5. I picked the same account on the PS4 to port over saves for, and it wirelessly moved 6 gigabytes of saves over. And all of these are also backed up to PS Plus, so it's not a huge deal, but it was one of those things where I just wanted to make sure that, like, it all got over. I didn't have to manually go in and download and upload and all that. So I did the sort of the wireless transfer for that, but I also decided, like, I'll also wirelessly transfer one of these games. The game that I wanted to transfer, because I wanted to play it right away, was Ghost of Tsushima. And that took all day, rightfully so. You've got this 7-year-old PS4 well, it's 5-year-old PS4 Pro, and you've got a PS5, which is brand new, and it's going over Wi-Fi. Like, they recommend you use an Ethernet cord, but, like, I wanted to just, it's a long story, but I wanted to set up the entertainment room the way I wanted it, and then I wanted the PS4 Pro out of there, because there's no room to have the PS4 Pro and the PS5, so I moved the PS4 Pro, it's in the office here. So that's where it'll stay until I'm ready to sort of move some stuff around. I actually, so, bit of tech talk, I have a PS4 Pro with a 2 terabyte drive in it. I was going to figure out a way to take that 2 terabyte drive out. I bought a SATA drive enclosure kit. So I'm going to put the PS4 Pro drive, the old or the new one, in this enclosure, put the old PS4, the original PS4 Pro hard drive back in the PS4, and then have that PS4, the new drive I put in the PS4 Pro, be like my extended storage for the PS5 to house all my PS4 games. Whew, got there. So that's the plan. I don't know when I'm going to have time to figure all that out, because it's a slow as hell process, but probably won't bore people with that on the show, but I will certainly update everybody here. You know, for people who are supporting the show, I want to make sure you guys are sufficiently bored with my PlayStation 5 sort of rumblings. But in terms of, like, on the Gamers Inn, I'll talk about the PlayStation 5. I'll talk about whatever experiences I'm able to find time to enjoy. As of right now, I'm probably going to try the enhanced patch for Ghost of Tsushima, because I had not finished the single player on that. Astro's Playroom, of course. I know a lot of people, it's built in. I don't have to buy it. It's already on the hard drive. I'm going to play that. Miles Morales, start some New Game Plus there and check that out. I also want to kind of investigate sort of the upgrade path for the Ultimate Edition of Miles Morales to get the remaster of the original Spider-Man and do some save transferring there, because I also want to do New Game Plus on that as well, or at least check it out and see those sort of changes, because I think there was enough changes to that. I mean, they completely replaced what Peter Parker looks like, so I kind of want to check that out. I've also been playing through more Bowser's Fury, and actually Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity. Shout out to the Discord that's kind of reinvigorated my interest in Age of Calamity, because I never beat it when it came out over there in November, you know, way back when. I kind of got burnt out on it again. I remember why I stopped playing, is because the story missions are interesting, but you're just doing the same thing over and over again from a combat perspective. And I found that I'd be grinding out missions to get prepared for the story missions, and by the time I was ready to do the story missions, I'm like, I feel like I've already done this. Now, that being said, I feel I pigeonholed myself by playing specific characters for those specific story missions, and if you really do try to, like, take your time, play all the different characters, it's less likely that you'll get bored with the combat. So it's more my doing than the game's doing, but and the news, we're obviously going to talk about that PlayStation State of Play. Oof, not a good sort of strengthening for buying a PS5, but I'm in it for the long haul. Same if I were buying a Series X, I'd be like, I'm not going to judge the next 5 years on the first 6 months of announcements. So, plus we're still in a pandemic, so there's still things sort of keeping developers, they're wary of announcing things too far out, although it sounds like Horizon 2 is still a for sure. We're still targeting 2021, and Ratchet will be out in June, so I'm excited. We'll also talk about the Pokemon Presents, which saw some, you know, I'd say pretty expected remakes of Pearl and Diamond. I feel like those games were ones sort of, they came out as I was falling off of Pokemon a little bit. Actually, as I was moving into the transition of buying Pokemon and playing them to death, and then buying Pokemon, playing them for a couple, like, 10 hours, and then dropping them. So I think we're in that phase of Ryan Plays Pokemon, which really has been the phase since Pearl and Diamond. So, there was a phase where I just stopped playing altogether. I think that was, like, X and Y. No, I bought X and Y. It was Black and White and Black and White 2, and then I think the 3DS remake, there was Sapphire and Ruby, and then there was another one. I think I bought it, but I bought it. Oh, Sun and Moon. Didn't play Sun and Moon, but I bought Ultra Moon or Ultra Sun. That's when I started to get back into, I'm going to buy these and play them for 10 hours and then not touch them again. So we'll talk about that. And looking at Fire Emblem Heroes, if for Summoner's Call, Eddie had to step out for a family function, so I just did a little mini recording where I caught everybody up on summoning and the legendary banner, as well as the version 5.3 update. Although we'll be back next week, Eddie will be there and Game Club will be back as we continue our Claude adventures in Three Houses. So if you are a fan of Fire Emblem and you liked Three Houses, and you're not a big fan of Fire Emblem Heroes being a mobile game and very different from Three Houses, you can jump into Summoner's Call. I have time codes there, so you can jump straight to Game Club and just enjoy all that fun. So we won't hold it against you. That's why they're there. All right. Being a new month, we got a bunch of new games. Coming out on March 2nd, you got Harvest Moon One World. That's on Switch. Yakuza Like a Dragon, which Jimmy did confirm, came out on PS4, but was next-gen exclusive for 6 months. It's coming to the PS5 on March 2nd. Apex Legends finally drops on Switch on March 9th. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, is coming to next-generation systems as well as the Switch on the 12th. Stubbs the Zombie is getting a remaster for pretty much every system previous gen, March 16th. Marvel's Avengers gets its enhanced next-gen edition on March 18th. You've got Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, coming to the Xbox One and PC for the first time on March 25th. It Takes Time, coming to everything on March 26th. That's a new co-op game. Monster Hunter Rise is exclusive to the Switch on March 26th. And then a bunch of Kingdom Hearts games coming on March 30th. Those are, I believe, exclusive to the Epic Game Store. So maybe if you want to get your... That's for the first time on PC, so probably a limited exclusivity on the Epic Game Store. All right, that is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a great week.